Man, I didn't want to talk about that because that's too good. Don't want to give them no credit. I like keeping them down there where they belong. Fucking knuckleheads.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Hey, what the fuck's going on out there? I'm busy here trying to sew up a fucking shoe. Hey, Boogeyman, what you up to? Hey, Boogeyman, you never guess who's here today? My good friend John.
How's it going out there?
What's going on, dude? Did your shoe rip like Zion?
Sure didn't. Mine aren't Nike.
Oh, that's what Pluma told them. That wouldn't have happened to their shoe. So, shit. So, yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things right now, man. This fucking shoe is going to make this kid an extra $40, $50 million first year round.
Ooh, that makes you think, hey, was it a ploy?
Or do we just make bad shoes?
I don't know. I ask him, where are those shoes being made at? What factory is that done at?
In America.
Nobody's over 13.
I'm telling you, what's for soup? What's for dinner? Fish head soup.
Hey, you think that guy's going to get more money than LeBron?
And LeBron? I'll tell you what. His check is might be maybe only 1-0 difference. LeBron is, oh, hey, man. This is what we have to think about LeBron. You won't be cracking that bottle of champagne open in about 6 more weeks. You'd be lucky. You will be lucky if they make the playoffs, and I really think they won't.
So here it is in college. This guy on Duke, was it? And his name's Zion Williams.
Yeah.
His shoe blew apart.
A total disaster. That's 36 seconds into the game.
How hurt is he?
They say he sprained his knee.
Oh, look at that thing. Looked like someone cut it with a razor blade.
Look at him. How much do you think that motherfucker weighs?
He's huge.
What do you think? Take a guess.
I don't know. 220?
Fuck. 280.
What?
They said if he walked into the NBA today, he'd be the second fat guy on the league.
Check this out.
Is that Obama back there?
The 18-year-old player, Zion Williamson, who's expected to be the number one pick of the NBA draft.
Hey, the cheapest seat in the house was $2,000.
College player of the year, suffered what's described as a mild knee strain.
Oh, he got hurt too?
Yeah, he twisted his knee. No, no. He didn't play the rest of the game. You paid too.
Look at that thing.
Sneaker expert Jeff
Esquio. Look at that shoe, dude.
He cut one open to see how it was made.
That fucking shoe's worth $2,000.
It's actually bonded together just by glue.
It's only glued together.
The cloth of the uppers.
Yeah, he's telling us, man, this must have been made on lunch break.
There's so many people that watch this happen.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Nice. I mean, it hit there, huh?
Oh, yeah. When I turned the game on, that it already had happened.
A hit today at one point.
Oh, what did it say about the
a total went down?
Did it?
Yeah.
I just changed it. Just like that.
That sucks. Well, too bad for them.
Yeah, time to buy Nike stock.
Yeah, really. Let's go to that Nike outlet.
You know, the one Nike outlet in San Leandro is a pretty good one. San Leandro.
I've been to the one up there in Vacaville, you know, many years ago.
There's a line, though. I don't like the line at this one. I'm not going to wait behind.
I don't stand in line, but, I mean, for what they have, they seem like they have a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they have better stuff when some. I wouldn't stand in line, you know. But, I mean, if you want a cool Nike something, maybe it's a weird color, which, hey, you know, or maybe it's a regular one.
Just don't play basketball in them.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. But then, you know what? You got to look at it this way, man. If you're too fat for your shoes.
That's true.
It ain't the shoe's fault.
280.
Well,
280, man.
What size shoe did he have?
Oh, fuck. Who knows? Right, I mean, right. That fucking
they
shoe.
They only made one of those pairs.
Yeah.
That guy, he's probably what? At least 6'6, 6'7?
Oh, he's taller than that.
He's bigger than that.
He's
7
a big.
Foot?
Yeah.
No.
He's a. Hey,
he looked fast and.
He's tall, fat, and he's big. You don't want to call him fat because I'll tell you what. He'd fucking run you over like a fucking train.
I bet his shoulders are 3 feet wide.
Yeah, I bet.
How big was Shaq?
4 feet wide.
Yeah.
Really?
He's not Shaq big. You know, I mean, Shaq was, fuck, I mean.
Hey, Shaq was badass, though.
But out of college, Shaq wasn't as big as he was at the
end. He was. He broke the glass down, fucking, and it wasn't that in one of his college games. He dunked it and shredded the glass.
You know who did that in the pros? His name was, he called that the chocolate dunk or.
Chocolate dunk?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, man.
I remember.
He broke like about four backboards.
Yeah.
And then
that was his thing?
And they told him, hey, man, you got to cut that shit out.
I wonder how that works. Like, if
you pay for it.
Well, I mean, you really fucked the game up.
Slowed it down, I'll tell you what.
You know, we got money on this. Yeah. Excuse me.
How many backboards you got back there?
Yeah.
You know, in stock.
And maybe that was a ploy if you had some money on it and you needed this game to stop. Hey, you, break the glass.
Fucking break the back. That's like that fucking soccer dude running around there and put his head through the fucking.
Did you see that video?
Listen, I saw this today. This fucking hilarious, man. Ah, fuck. For all those fucking knuckleheads out there looking for the puck. This guy is on his way to the penalty box. So the opening to the penalty box is an opening. The glass is on both sides. Opening door in the penalty box. This guy's come skating up to the penalty box, and the glass that's on the, say, the left-hand side of him, he hits that with his stick. The fucking stick comes around and hits the other side of the glass, and Knucklehead takes him out because he was going through the door into the penalty box.
The goon.
Oh, fuck. It looked like a sideshow. You know, honest to God, man, what the fuck? Trying to act like I'm a bad motherfucker? Fucking idiot.
Right. You know, in soccer, they flop a lot.
All the time.
Hockey's the opposite thing.
With no
spray. They don't flop. They bang for the action. It's part of the show. If we don't have that, what kind of show are we really putting out there?
It'd be just because nobody wants to score. I mean, that's the last thing that we're out there for. Fucking put that. I'd rather fucking put this fucking fist through your fucking grill than put that puck in that net.
Because you know, a lot of hockey players, you're not a hockey player, so you don't have a few teeth missing. That's part of the uniform.
That is part. That's,
but
that's your number.
I mean, I'm sure some guys got their teeth hit with the puck, but like. All the hockey players, they all had that one misfortune thing. And why should they wear helmets?
It's the left hook.
Right, you got to fight. How about I'm playing with a stick?
Yeah. You're on ice. Right. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's talent. Shit, man. You think about it. It isn't easy.
No way. You know? No way.
It's like getting hit as a quarterback on the blind side, but up against the wall. Yeah. And it being okay.
Hey, you know, I did see SportsCenter for a minute the other day, and it showed a hockey best play of the week or something. And he did trick the Goldie pretty good, and he went behind his legs. And
I saw that.
That was sweet.
That was pretty tight.
That was sweet.
That was pretty tight.
Hey, one for hockey.
One for hockey.
Híjole la chingada. Don't worry about that one.
So, yeah, I saw that. That was pretty. That took, man.
Hey.
Fast thinking.
Yeah.
There's some talent.
There is.
Yeah.
I can barely skate.
You think Wayne Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky, did he have like the Tom Brady rule? Don't you fuck with Wayne. Mm-hmm. You fucking touch Wayne, we're going to fuck you up.
He's probably a god in Canada.
I mean, he's statues and shit.
You know, shit. And he promotes the sport. You know, shit. What do you do on your days off? Kickboxing.
That's what Big Daddy's doing.
Kickboxing. You know. Fuck. But that's you laugh at it, you make fun of it, you know, fuck. Time out.
Is Dave here?
Dave ain't here.
He's not. His headphones are, though, so we're going to use it. What do you think of his headphones? Way better than those cheap-ass Chinese ones?
We might have to put these with our stuff.
Hey. Yeah, hopefully Dave's not too mad about the whole hockey thing, you know?
Dave'd be cool.
Yeah, he knows.
He understands.
He understands. You know, whenever we're talking about it, he's always looking down and just kind of grinning and nodding his head like, I'm just going to hold my tongue. I'm just going to, you know, okay, just, go with along with it. But, you know.
Do I really mean it?
Yeah. Hey, what about Mr. Daniels? Does Mr. Daniels mean it?
Jack says, fuck him, Tom. I said, okay.
Oh, hey.
What's wrong with hitting a guy when he's down? The fuck, you guys use a stick on each other. You know, shit.
So we're down, John, and it's just me and Tom, and what we're doing is we're going to double down on Lynchburg. Hey.
See, my friend. Yes, indeedy. Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Number seven. March 11, engine revving, weapon keppin', on the leppin, this is my confession.
Don't want to say that confession, man. That reminds me of days of the church, man.
You remember the days of the church?
A little bit.
When you were a young boy, this is before NAM.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. I mean, being introduced to the Catholic Church was really... It was, you know, kind of shocking for me.
It's Catholics are a little more stricter. They're more traditional,
back then.
Right?
You know, they're powerful fucking people.
Oh,
man.
They got a lot of gold.
See how much money they pay on their income tax every year? Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
How can I pay taxes when I'm giving my money to God? I mean, fuck. I've been trying to do that. They still tax me.
Yeah. I mean, they got a good system.
Been working for many years.
Yeah.
Shit, man, if you don't give me your money, I'm gonna kill you. What the fuck? How bad is that? I like to help you today, but it's 10%.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, maybe it's just optional and only some people pay the 10%.
Well, the optional part might be if you're I don't know. What's the other religion?
Oh, there's tons of them.
The Mormons.
Yeah.
Then it's optional.
There's actually Latter-day Saints now.
I know. Why'd they change?
I don't know.
I like that Mormon shit, man. Fuck.
Dude,
have
Mormons
a few
are
wives.
Cool. Hey, have you ever met a Mormon that you didn't like? I've always thought he was pretty cool. Every Mormon I ever met has always been good to me and good to everybody around them.
Uh-huh.
And hey, they probably have reason why.
Yeah, they're Mormon.
We're just
I've only met a few, but I know a few. And I mean, it's funny. They called themselves Mormons, not a Lannard.
Well, this is just a newer thing.
Yeah.
I think it's what I heard. I don't really know.
But, you know, their religion is an interesting religion. I just always trip.
They all, I think, are in the... interesting. It's a tough sell, if you ask me. I mean,
you're selling.
So you got to.
What are you selling?
Seriously, to tell.
Look, it's hard. There's only one black book. What color is your book?
I mean,
I got a coloring book.
Right. It's a tough sell. I think to make a lot of people believe in this, and a lot of people do, and you know. I understand it's part of humanity. It's always been around. There's a religion from
everybody,
group of people on every part of land, and they all have a sort of God. So, I mean, it's hard to, you can't deny that.
So who's to say is the Catholics right?
No. But the problem with everybody is they all say they're right and everybody else is wrong. Well, why not everybody be right? Whatever one you choose is right for you.
That's the way it should be.
You know? So
And if my God says I come over and take your fucking new car,
guess what?
I'm coming.
This is Zeus's truth.
I mean, what the fuck, man? You should have talked to your God about that before you got it.
Mm-hmm. You should.
You know, you should be fucking driving that Buick, bitch.
There's a lot of Buicks in Hayward.
Buick's a good car.
Yeah, what's so good about them?
I don't know. Sounds good.
They come with superchargers.
They're an expensive car. I know that. They're a little bit more than other cars.
Yeah.
But shit. So I say, let's fire that fucking joint up and take a trip into Never Ever Land.
Not the one with Michael Jackson.
No. No, we don't want to go there. I don't want to see no monkeys or...
You know, Johnny Cochran was his lawyer, too. Same as OJ's.
Hey, Johnny Cochran made a lot of fucking money, man.
You know, Do you think that's... like, if you're a lawyer and your job is to, you know, make them have to prove you're guilty, but you know your game in the system because you're paid to, and... If somebody murders somebody and you help them get off, do you think, you know, it's hard to live with? It's hard to go to work every day for that.
That's why you got to go talk to God.
Well, I'm just saying that.
Think about it. Like you said, hey, man, honest to God, Johnny, I didn't fucking slit their throats. Right? No shit.
Johnny.
Don't believe nothing that you hear.
And they said he sold autographs in jail and raised $3 million to pay his lawyers. Hey, who thought of that one? Hey, what if you just sign autographs? Because right now, his autograph was hot, wasn't it? When that was going on? Do you remember where you were when news flashed and then you were watching the NBA Finals and OJ came on the helicopter and, the Bronco and they interrupted the NBA Finals? You remember where you were, Tom?
I don't remember. I know I was watching the game.
I was at a Red Robin.
Yeah.
Ooh. But getting that Red Robin with the fried egg on that burger. All you can eat fries, and then OJ showed up. I was playing a video game. It was a little racing one, and I could see it in the bar. And I was looking at basketball. Me and you used to talk about basketball, remember? Fuck Daniel Marshall. Fuck that guy. But I remember seeing OJ. And fuck.
It's funny. I don't remember where I was at. I was probably at one of my buddy's house watching the game, you know, and...
You remember seeing it on TV, though?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh,
man.
Fuck. They interrupted shit.
Everything, man.
Every channel had it.
Saw that fucking helicopter shot, that white Bronco. I mean, dude, this was 2 years ago on Radio Row. They have, you know, this is for the Super Bowl. And I don't know who the guy was, but Rome was there. And this guy showed up, and he had a white hat on with the Bronco on it.
Ooh.
And Rome says, I'll give you $100 for that hat right now.
Did he do it?
Nope.
Fuck no.
He bought that hat. Somebody, you know, everybody's trying to capitalize. Bought that hat when all that shit happened.
Ooh. You ever got anybody's autograph?
Yeah. John Gruden.
Really?
Yeah.
You hate that motherfucker.
I know. Of all fucking people.
That guy's going to be rebuilding for as long as he's coaching.
Dude, the Oakland Raiders girls, cheerleaders, were playing... The UPS truck drivers over there in Wheats Field in Hayward. It was a baseball game. And it was, I forget what it was. I think it was like $5 to get in. It was all for, you know.
You sure it wasn't free?
No, dude. And you weren't getting it free neither.
If you were, you would know about it.
So, and I looked at it not living that far away. What the fuck, man? I'm going to go up there and do some drinking. Look at some titties, watch a baseball game, and who knows who's all going to show up.
I got a 5-gallon bucket.
And went there, and Gruden shows up, and my buddy Dave was a big Raider fan. So, I mean.
My buddy Dave is a big Raider not fan.
Oh, so I went up there, and you had like a ticket stub, and it had Raiders on it and all this shit. So I went up there, and I mean, there were people standing all around him. So I got his autograph. And gave it to Dave the next day. He was all excited. I had another, my daughter, Kim, they went to some thing, you know, it's like a charity thing. And she won a football with Jack Tatum's autograph on it.
Ooh.
She says, "Hey, Dad, do you want this? You know who this is?" I looked at that autograph. I says, "I would have kept that ball." Tatum was a bad motherfucker, boy. He's one of those guys where we talked about.
Yep,
don't
want to
see him next to him.
Don't want
to
see him.
And I took the ball and I gave it to her brother because he's a big Raider fan, Jamie. And he was, I said, "Man, your sister had it. She's going to give it away." But other than that, I got a bottle of wine from. The Double O's guy had Double O Otto.
What?
Jim Otto.
Oh.
He was the center at Double O.
The center?
For the Raiders.
He was a lineman?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares about linemen.
Yeah, he was
popular, I guess.
Yeah, he was popular.
Okay. For a lineman, that's impressive.
Yeah.
To be honest. I mean, name another lineman. Oh, I mean, fuck.
He got involved with some winery. And my buddy did photography back then. And did some photography shit for the winery. And he says, "Hey, Tom, I got you this bottle of wine signed by Jim Otto." And,
hey, I'm looking at this Budweiser can. What does it say right here?
Fuck, I don't know. You tell me.
It says AB. You know what the first thing that pops in my head when I hear the two letters AB?
C.
Maybe for my daughter, but no, Antonio Brown. What is he?
Mr. Big Chat.
No! That motherfucker.
Fuck
Mr. Big Chest. Hey!
Because I can't put that on your shirt. It's too many letters. How about we just put stupid?
Is he fucking with everybody or?
Oh, man, he's crazy. And he ain't gonna get no money.
Somebody's gonna pay him.
Well,
he gets his contract now, and then he'll be a free agent next year.
Yeah.
What if he goes to New England? They did it with Moss.
Hey.
Good night, Irene. If Brown's in town.
I don't know. Let me tell you what. If he went to New England, there's two people he got to sit down and talk to. One of them is Tommy.
Well, they do
and,
their...
And the next one's got to his Belichick.
They do their digillant. They took Moss, didn't they? You remember when Randy Moss showed up? Fuck. You remember when Randy Moss was a Raider?
Yeah.
What kind of piece of shit was he when he was on the Raiders?
That's because look at who's running it. I mean...
You don't blame him, is what you're saying?
Hey, you know, you can only be as good as the people you're playing for.
But, hey, I ain't blocking. You think I'm going to block?
Fuck no, I'm not here to block. I'm here to catch the football. And if that guy gets sacked, hey, too fucking bad.
I'm Randy Moss. I'm going deep, all right? If you can't throw me the ball... That,
then don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Hey, one of the my favorite 30 on 30, you ever watch those?
Some of them.
Hey, my favorite one was Randy Moss. And the streets he grew up on. Man, that guy was a troublemaker in college, too.
You know where he fucked up, man, when he admitted that, "Hey, man, so he played for Minnesota. You know, I'm here today, but I don't know if I'm 100%. "What do you mean if you're 100%? "Well, I just might take a little time off today." Fucked him. Time out. What? "Why didn't you play hard today?" "I didn't feel like it." "What? You didn't feel like it? What the fuck are you here for? You know, tell us." You don't want to play hard. You don't want to do this. You don't do that. Well, what the fuck are you here for? Ain't that right, Jack?
There's 20 of you.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. You know. It'd be... Either you change gears or we got to change gears. But something's got to happen.
And if you're in your 30s...
Like Brown, man, I'll tell you.
Chances are going...
They ain't going
downtown
up.
Downtown Brown. He's a troublemaker, isn't he?
He... Man. He don't get it. You know, I mean...
He gets it. He's fuck. Come on, he's a smart guy. Come on. You don't think he's fucking with everybody? You don't think this is all an act, the Brown show? Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you, I don't know.
Hey, you know, football's got nothing to talk about except for what fucking Antonio Brown is tweeting. Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah.
And he nailed it.
Oh, man. How the fuck? It's funny. I mean, it almost like you want to make somebody not like me. Don't like me. I don't want you to like me, you know?
Really? But then that's the McGregor thing. How popular is McGregor? That was his thing. Don't like me. Fucking hate me.
Yeah.
He hate me. And that's the Mayweather blueprint. He makes more money off people hating him than his actual fans because everybody wants to buy his fight to watch him lose. So not only does he have all of his fans, he has all the people who hates him. That's a good tactic. The Brock Lesnar theory. You think people like Brock Lesnar?
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Brock's your boy, Tom. He comes from, hey, he's the heavyweight champion of the world. He was the biggest draw in the UFC.
He was.
UFC 100, UFC 200, that was Brock.
I saw a thing on him. Oh, it was last week, and it showed when he was in college.
Mm.
Oh man, he was bad. Brock was a. I mean, he was a freak of what he does. You know, his body and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed him wrestling in college. Shit. No one could compete against him because he was too fucking too good, too big. I mean, I'd have wondered back then, man, hey, you know what? You got piss in this fucking jar. End of story. You want to go to school tomorrow? Piss in this.
Now
you're fucking up too many kids.
And I'll pee in it, but you got to hold the cup.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This was Brock Lesnar. No? Look how... There's all kinds of pictures of Brock Lesnar on steroids, man.
Probably in his wrestling days.
Any days.
No. Yeah, look at that. That's definitely...
I mean, your muscles only get so big. And you played for... You're McMahon's freaking... You're McMahon's boy. You heard what Jake said.
Oh, man. He was... He was, too, man. Look at that motherfucker. I mean, that's a fucking monster.
I'm surprised he weighed 265. Like, what they had to do to cut, for him to cut weight, for him to somehow make 265. You know? And that dumbass sword on his chest. He looks like he's from Florida.
He's got that Florida haircut.
He does.
He's a bad motherfucker, though. Even, you know, I mean, I really... He's bad enough to kick your ass. Really, you know. I said, man, him and that Linda, they could fucking kick the shit out of the whole fucking... Everybody.
Rhonda. Help me.
Rhonda, man. I watched her fight the other night.
What'd she do? Armbar?
Oh, that's her main one.
Every time? 100%? She don't have another move?
She has some other moves.
Okay.
She's getting more where she's... I mean, it's real easy. If you want to make it, you got to get up on that top rope.
Oh, she doesn't do the top ropes?
Oh, she's starting to.
But she looks like an amateur?
Well, she doesn't have it. I mean, she ain't gutting up there and doing the... you know, the flip and the...
No Juventud Guerrero shit?
Yeah. But she's...
A Rey Mysterio?
I'll tell you what, though, man. You see her t-shirts out there in the audience.
Oh, yeah, there's so, a lot of shirts.
A lot of fucking shirts.
And think about it. Like, let's say I want to put an arm bar on you. Like, I'm going to put an arm bar?
Yeah.
Well, hey, if we know who's going to win this, I can just put you in this arm bar and you'll put yourself into it. I mean, what kind of... We're not even fighting. This is just...
Let's pretend.
So...
I just hope the people out there don't think that's real.
No, they do. They think it's real. Just like...
Oh, my God.
Just like, you know, anything else, any kind of conspiracy or any kind of crazy shit, that shit's real. People believe it. And why shouldn't they?
Why should they?
Well, I guess in the wrestling terms. But, I mean, wrestling has their own book.
Ice hockey is real. Wrestling? Nah.
Yeah.
Honest.
So how would you do ice hockey? Sudden death. The game's tied. We need to get this over with.
You know how you do that?
How do you do it?
This is how you do it. You take your team... I take my team, put their names in the hat.
Okay.
The referee draws name out of each hat, so there's nothing going mm-hmm. on. Those two guys come out to the center of the ring, and you say, whoever won can, you know, is out for the count of 10, gets this black thing, and you skate over there and throw it in that net.
Game over?
Game over.
And that would solve hockey's problem.
Hey, and when you come out here to the center, don't bring your stick.
Especially if you ain't taller than it.
Yeah. Come out here and let's say you man up, you know? What do you got? And you fucking punch it out.
And then...
Or say you punch it out for like, say, 5 minutes.
All right.
And then 5 minutes, you get to go back to the bench.
Uh-huh.
Maybe do whatever you gotta do for give you 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
And then when you come out after that, this is the final. You get to bring the stick.
Ooh. And it's a polo stick. And we play some Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And fucking it's on.
It's on. May the best man win.
But then people wouldn't even want to watch hockey, period. We just want to watch
That's all you want to watch anyway. No one's going there to watch the game. They're going there to watch the fights.
Yeah.
Fuck. Who gives a fuck if you score 2 points?
Right.
I want to see somebody's teeth come out of their face.
So.
Shit.
So basically, we could come up with a league called like the UFC, but on ice skates.
That's what I'm surprised somebody hasn't come up with is another league is ice hockey. Because you don't need anybody. It's any fucking good. You don't need to reach any fucking good. I mean, is there skill? Well, there's some skill.
If you're playing the game, but most people aren't playing.
Yeah, you're not playing the fucking game. The game you're playing is how many teeth can I take out? You know, who's going to go home looking like a jack-o'-lantern tonight? The first person I go get, I'd be getting fucking Brock.
He's a bad dude.
Oh, man. Brock is,
But The Rock was way cooler than him.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, he was never the heavyweight champion of the world, which...
Yeah, he was.
They kind of rigged it for Brock. I mean, in a way, they just gave him the fight. You know, he never had any experience. I guess he's a good wrestler. But I remember when he fought Shane Carwin. He was another big, crazy, humongous giant dude. And it was a pretty good fight. And Shane Carwin was on top of Brock, and he was laying haymakers. And Shane Carwin was he was like a Brock.
Yeah.
They were the two biggest fuckheads, you know? But he was laying on him. I was like, all right, ref, I've seen you call it way before this ever happened. And he had him up against the cage. and he was giving him haymakers, and Brock was eating them. Yeah. And ref wasn't calling it, and we were just like, what the fuck, right? And the announcers were like, oh, you know, for a heavyweight title fight, the refs might let it go a little bit more. Well, Brock survived, all right? But Carwin, he gassed out. He was out completely. He gave it everything he had, and he just gassed out. Brock came out, beat him, won the title. I think it was UFC 100. I don't know, but man, it's a possibility it was UFC 100.
Well, he was a bad motherfucker. I mean, he almost made the Minnesota Vikings.
Almost.
He came down to the last cut.
Yeah.
And he got cut. That's probably the cleanest he had to get in his life, too.
Probably not. You don't think the NFL's on steroids, too? I mean, come on.
Well, they might be, but you just can't show up.
Yeah, the way he showed up. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty.
You're going to, you know, they're going to watch you like
a hawk. He doesn't have a neck. Look, I mean, there's no neck.
Man. He's chiseled.
Yeah.
But in, I mean, the pictures I saw of him in college, they were, it was, you know, the other kids look like little kids.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I mean, it's like you going in there and kicking the shit out of your daughter, you know, and that's what he was doing.
Right.
Time travel.
Time travel.
Oh, shit.
I wish I knew more about it.
Me too, man, because I've been there a couple times, didn't even know I was welcome.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck, dude. I told you, man, that last week he was here, and just before I left, and we fired that pipe up. Dude, man, I had to take, that took about maybe, you know, it's always when you're sort of on the other side, it seems a little longer. But, dude, man, I was like, man, what the fuck happened to time? You
know? So you might have went through a portal.
Fuck, I'm sure I did.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that portal.
I believe it.
I mean, it was a trip, man. I mean, fuck, I swear to God, Anthony.
All right.
God? Yeah, I swear to God, the God that
Zeus?
Died. Anyway.
Zeus's truth?
Could be.
All right.
Dude, when that all happened, I didn't know where I was at. It was like, you know, it was like I'm like looking. I said, "Fuck! What the fuck happened?" And I heard you and Dave talking. I said, shit! I just gotta act like nothing's going on. You know what the fuck? I thought about that on the way. I was made talk about space travel. Ooh. Shit! I was traveling. I don't know where I was traveling to, but it didn't have no light air. You know, so that was one good thing. Yeah, I'm gonna put some of that butter in this pot.
Stones are coming to Levi.
I've seen him so many times.
And they were a lot younger. How old can they fucking be by now?
Fuck, dude, they're older than me.
You think they're still fucking the hairdresser? Ozzy is.
Listen to this. They got a little country to them. You know, the blues.
Oh, that's the blues. That's where they, yeah. That's where they are.
And this album is, you hardly, people don't even, you know, they don't talk about it.
What's the album called?
Goat's Head Soup.
Ooh.
Dude, you open it up in the center of the cover. You know what it is?
What?
It looks like you're in Egypt somewhere. Eat the goat head soup. Fucking boogeyman. Different ball game when the sun goes down.
Hey.
That boogeyman don't even like me.
You ever watch that movie The Purge?
That was interesting.
Ooh.
You know. I mean, it only happens like once a year.
Once a year, crime went down.
Oh, man.
Once a year, everybody can go out and fucking kill.
Hey, sometimes they should do that once a month.
You think crime would go down?
That was, hey, you know what? It's a lottery.
I mean, the boogeyman would have a field day.
It's a lottery.
But the boogeyman doesn't need laws like that to abide.
Oh, no, because his theory of life is, hey, here today, gone tomorrow.
Hey, you want to know the real question? Is the boogeyman a spaceman or a ghost? Ooh.
He sort of runs his own crew.
But is he a spaceman or is he a ghost?
Oh,
either way, you don't want to see him.
You know what?
But the question,
I know one thing. He wouldn't be afraid of any of them. He wouldn't be afraid that he'd be wanting to fuck that spaceman up.
No, what if he is the spaceman?
Then we're in real bad shape.
That's what I'm saying. He might be the spaceman. Or he might be that ghost. He's a combination. He's El Cucoy in Espanol.
I have to think about that on the ride home tonight. What he is, the spaceman slowly taking over society.
And what if they do have that fucking time travel? You think they're laughing
at us?
What
if they got hockey?
They invented hockey.
Got hockey. Hey, man, I'll trade you hockey for a trip to Mars. Show me how to drive your car.
What do you think about those people going to go live on Mars?
Probably won't happen in my time.
No, no, they're going.
Yeah, yeah. When they leave Wednesday. That's right. I saw it on TV.
That's right. I don't know.
Channel 2.
To go to Mars.
Oh, you mean for Mars?
Is it one-way ticket?
Are you walking?
It's one-way, dude.
Fuck. You know, that'd be something. I mean, space travel, it's going to happen more and more. We just got to build the Enterprise.
Right.
They've been practicing in Hollywood for the last 40 years. Take a trip out to Area 51 and open up that hangar out there. and see what that thing looks like that crashed over there next to Walmart last Wednesday. It did say USA on it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Made in Mars.
I mean, it just makes sense.
It does. There's too much shit going out there for us to be the only... If we're the only people, oh, man, you better have a god. Because we'll need it. Fuck. Man. It just can't be. But that space dude, he's coming.
Maybe he's
already. I think what's funny, you're advertising. Let me send this fucking messenger unit out there that we're nice people. You know, when we're trying to blow each other up.
We live in such an ad world.
We're nice people.
Hey, anybody out there wearing nice people?
Oh, man. What kind of light as shit is that? That's why you come all the way over here from over there and see what's going on. Fuck. Yeah, I got to blow you up now.
And how do you
fucking
know?
Light.
How do you know, like, other people aren't aliens?
You don't, man.
There's a lot of just some people look like they're from a different species.
Hey, and they acted too.
They do.
It's
they say some people think there's the it's a cross between an alien and a chimpanzee. As far as that's where the humans came, mom and dad.
They came from the Arapaho tribe. That was the boat behind Noah's. fuck. Yeah, how'd you get here? Oh, I followed that big boat.
What do you think if Big Chess came to with Kansas City?
Oh, man. They, I don't think Andy Reid would deal with him.
Well, what if this was just a ploy,
you know,
dude?
What?
Moss? Remember Moss?
Yeah, hey, he that's went to different.
Yeah, Belichick put him in line. And then when he got out of line, he sent him away. Sent him to the Niners, huh?
I just... you got to... How bad do you need him? That's the first thing you got to look. And then how much do you want to put up with somebody? How much, man? I mean, it's like...
But what is Brown doing? You don't think he's that smart enough to realize, like...
Fuck no, he ain't that smart. If he was, he'd have a job.
Maybe this is his game. He's fucking with everyone. You don't think he'll have... He's the best receiver in the NFL, hands down. He's been the best for the last 5 years, easy. Is he the best when it's all said and done? Who knows? But for the last 5 years, nobody was better than fucking Brown. Maybe not five, maybe four. I don't know, but at least the past something.
I don't know.
You know Brown. He's fucking great.
I know.
Hey.
I know this. Only thing I know about him is...
He's in his 30s.
He's 31.
Yeah, well, fuck him.
And let me tell you what.
He's got a big chest.
And he's got a big chest, some big balls.
He's got that blonde mustache.
And fuck, man.
What an
but
asshole.
Always,
what a fucking
there's
asshole.
There's always somebody over there across the table, though, man, that thinks I'm bigger and badder and is definitely going to do one thing. Fuck
so,
you up.
I've been looking into the draft coming up. They're doing the combine real soon.
Yeah.
You heard a little...
just a little.
Little murmurs about the combine. Like, who's going to watch? They say they're going to put a few hours on it on one of the big network channels.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you get...
Because that's usually all ESPN.
Right, but...
Or the football...
They got a partial. They have a partial coming on or some bullshit.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it really exciting to watch these guys?
I didn't watch it last year because, hey, you know what? Who gives a fuck?
Honest.
Who really... You know what? Watching that is probably as bad as watching that A 12-step motherfucker. Ooh, man, you know... I sort of got, hey, listen, you AA guys out there, I ain't making fun of you, but sometimes it just sort of comes out. I mean, I didn't make up the AA game, but I just added one more A, and next thing I know, is it, fuck, 12 step my ass.
Mm-hmm. We took the escalator.
That's it, man, I'm walking.
Twelve steps.
Joel snaps it. I'm a fuck out of here. Shift a beer in my back pocket.
In a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, man. I mean, I remember having to go to those meetings. Listen to this, if they had to go to those meetings because I was having problems driving my car.
Apparently, I didn't have a license.
Yeah, that was problem number one.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had to go to these meetings, you know.
Was it awkward?
Oh, fuck yeah, it's real awkward, man.
There's some real winners in there.
Because, you know, there's people in there trying to really help themselves.
And then there's...
And then there's other people in there that are in there because it's the court system.
Which one were you?
Sort of hanging out. I was trying to be in denial. And had to go to those meetings, man. And they all, and listen to this, anybody out there who wants to figure out how to escape that meeting, listen to this. This ain't no fucking bullshit, wait, man, because I figured it out. Was I at your bullshit meeting? You better fucking believe I was, because I got my notebook signed. Give you this fucking notebook, Anthony. This took me, honest to God, man, I'm going to say probably about 90 days to figure out somewhat of the system, you know, and also talk to another friend of mine that was in the system. And I say, hey, listen, you know, he says, you know how they sign out your book at the end so they know you're there? It's anonymous. It could be you signing it. Me sign, the court don't know who. I'm sure they could find out if they wanted to, but your PO ain't gotta go down and say, oh, you didn't go to the meeting. He just wants to see his signature.
So did you give somebody a pound of sugar to sign your name?
Yeah, me. I can write left-handed, right-handed, fucked up. Double fucked up. That covers 4 days. And started signing my own system. They're good enough for a little over a year till I got caught again.
No license.
Oh, shit. It was bad then. Oh, then that's the last time it was. The judge sort of said, hey.
This ain't happening.
I don't want to see you no more.
Honestly, he saw you a couple times.
More than a couple. And other shit, too, you know. Hey, if anybody thinks that you're going to go out there and be the perfect bad guy, let me tell you what. Everybody gets caught. I don't know anyone in my life that's been a bad guy that hasn't gotten caught once with his hands in the cookie jar. That's the truth, my friend. No shit. But once you get in that cookie jar, there ain't no other better feeling in the fucking world. You want more.
Especially.
More.
Especially.
More.
Especially.
Oh, man.
You got the honey bear cookies.
Oh, man. Ooh. The honey bear
cookies.
You think the boogeyman don't know the honey bear? Oh, fuck yeah. Those two guys hung out together. And you know why? Because they understood each other real well. I swear to God, Anthony, they were like a fucking team. Two heads are always better than one. I mean, you may have a good plan. My plan might be better. Put them both together, and what do you know?
Take over the world.
We're on a roll. HB. It's like I told you, there's too many people. Dude, I'd hear that. I swear to God, man, I'd be in different places and I'd hear this name, hey, Honey Bear.
Ooh.
Out of a fucking crowd of nowhere, dude. And there it was.
What job did you work before Mother's Cookies? Besides Jimmy. As I know, Jimmy's always...
Jimmy's been around since I've been probably about 14.
Right.
It was before child labor. Hey, work with Jimmy, didn't matter how old you were, just all that matters, how smart are you.
Hey, you want to work overtime.
Oh, fuck, man. If there's overtime, that's not good. We didn't hire you for overtime, motherfucker. Hey, and if there's overtime, then it's bad for you.
It is bad. Yeah,
especially when you go talk to that guy with that uniform on. But I've had a lot of different jobs. I told you I worked at the show.
Before Mother's Cookies?
Yeah. I was at the Paramount, downtown Oakland. There he is, man.
Yeah, that's the wrong one I was looking for.
But did that and just a bunch of, always looking away to make a buck.
Hey.
Dude, you know what? If you don't want something, then there's something wrong with you. I've looked all the different things I've done and all that shit and all the shit that I've been in and
but I caused. I wanted things.
Hey, fuck it, man, That's something of the things I wanted.
Like a motorcycle.
Fucking A. Won't take that motherfucker back to New Orleans. Go up to Alabama. Come back.
Yellowstone. That fucking thing's gonna blow one day.
I mean, the Mardi Gras. I've been there for Mardi Gras. Been there for 4th of July. Been there for St. Patrick's Day.
That's another pagan holiday, huh?
Better believe it.
Maybe I want to go to Mexico, take a ride.
I've always wanted to go deep into Mexico.
Oh, I love Mexico, man.
This was back in, I'm going to say 75, 74. Drove down to Ensenada. And after, this is after you got into Tijuana, the highway to Ensenada was the old highway. You drove the water, And we drove that down there. It wasn't a long ways, but seemed like a long ways.
Looked just like California, didn't it?
Pretty much, because it was all water, But to go to Mexico City or something like that.
Yeah.
But you gotta know the language or someone that knows it.
You almost kind of know it when you're there.
Yeah, taco.
Do you have tacos?
I've been practicing. Yeah, it'd be...
Dude, when I go to Mexico, I like going to the ATM. Take a little bit of money out one time, and they give you a pile of Monopoly money.
Oh, yeah. Fucking peso my ass.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a peso?
Hey, there's a lot of them there. They're all different colors.
Toy dollars.
They're all different colors. There's coins.
Shit, you gotta bring your own, man. Start your own money. They wouldn't even know it.
They won't take U.S. dollars either.
Well, don't make that. I'm not giving U.S. dollars. I'm going to time I go to Toys R Us. I spent $5 on this. I know it's got to be worth 40,000 pesos.
God damn it, I love Led Zeppelin.